Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, it's time to talk some college football. Now, the rankings came out on Tuesday night between the two college basketball games, and we still have 2 weeks of the regular season to go, and we have the conference championship games to go, not to mention the Army-Navy game as well. So,
one of the best.
We have decided to try to come up with our college football playoff predictions. Stoney, Gov, Greg, and me are all going to do it.
Correct.
We have the rules here because Stoney needs rules, Gov. You know this.
All right. So we're all going to throw in just a little money, lunch money, and whoever wins gets the pot.
$1 a man.
Yes, exactly. So here's the deal. If you nail one pick, like completely, you get the team seed. So let's say when the rankings come out and you put Alabama 1 and they are 1, you get 3 points.
Oh, you're nailing me. Cool.
If you get a team in the field but you don't get their seed right, you get 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
If you put a team in your top four and they don't end up in the top four, you get -1.
Oh.
So this is much like the Stableford scoring system.
Modified or regular?
Modified.
Modified Stableford.
Because there's no double legals.
Yeah.
Like it?
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, now feel free to play along with us at home. And if you'd like to tweet us your picks, you can send us tweets at Jamie and Stoney or post them on our Facebook page, Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket.
So what we're actually going to do is reveal from 6 on up. So not only like who we have on the outside, but these will also work as tiebreakers if we end up with the exact same total points at the end.
Okay.
So we will start at number 6. Who we think will be in the CFP at number 6 when the playoff is announced.
All right. Want me to go first?
Yes. Just like picks.
My number 6 pick is the Ohio State Buckeyes, who will finish the season as Big Ten champions with 2 losses.
Jamie? I have the Ohio State University Buckeyes 6 as well.
Oh, okay.
I'm going with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Oh.
They'll win their final 2 games. They don't have a conference championship game, and they'll be number 6.
There it is. Greg?
Number 6. It's all about the the University of Miami.
Okay. Interesting.
Wow. He has them getting clocked by Clemson then, huh?
Miami of Florida. Okay, now we'll go to number 5. Stoney, you can go first this time.
Number 5, it's all about the U. Turnover chain. 5th-ranked team in the country will have 1 loss, and that'll be to Clemson.
All right, let's go to Tom.
Coming in at number 5 and knocking on the door, trying to get it in the field, but they just got blown out too big at Iowa, Ohio State.
Ah, the Buckeyes. Gov, keeping them out because of his can't-lose-a-game where they give up 50 points
exactly.
Corollary. Greg Hargrave.
Y'all want a wrinkle? Texas Christian University.
Really? That makes me think that. Interesting. Now I'm trying to figure out where he's going with this. Stoney and I apparently did ours together at exactly the same time and share one brain because I'm all about the U right there at number 5 as well. Exactly. I think they're going to lose to Clemson in the ACC championship game. And because of their strength of schedule, we'll get left out of the top 4. Okay, those are the also-rans. Now, these are the top 4 in our predictions. All right,
all right. So
you get to go first.
Coming in at number 4 and making it because they have 1 loss. Ohio State would have 2 losses. The Alabama Crimson Tide.
Ooh. Would you care to tell us who they're losing to? Not yet.
No.
Okay. Alabama number 4 with 1 loss. Greg Hargrave.
The 4th team in my rankings, the team that refuses to die and be eliminated out of playoff consideration, the Ohio State University Buckeyes with Joe Thomas Barrett the 4th.
God, I
he went to Michigan and just did that.
I'm very curious to know where Greg's going with this. So he's got Ohio State
chaos.
In.
Much like who I voted for, Jamie.
He's got I don't know who you voted for. He's
I believe Mercer
TCU
might be one.
Just out. All right. My 4th team with 2 losses, 1 to Auburn, 1 to Alabama, in the SEC championship game is the Georgia Bulldogs.
Sick 'em, sick 'em, sick 'em, go the dogs.
Are you woof, serious? Woof, woof.
No, I'm just doing the
oh,
dog chant.
I was like, God,
you
we
have
are
them
the same.
Getting in at four with yep. another loss.
Yep.
Ooh.
Wow. Coming up at number four, I agree with the Gov. They call Alabama the Crimson Tide.
Okay, Alabama.
Really?
All right, so we got our fourth. Now, we go to number three, and we start with Mr. Hargrave.
Number three, who I believe is actually already in the field right now, getting upset in one of their last two games, potentially, the University of Alabama at number three.
I think they're probably already in, too. I think it's a good call, which kind of, oh, I just gave away something. My number three team, I crossed them out, put it up, moved it around, crossed it out, put it down, moved it around. I will have the Clemson Tigers. The Clemson Tigers, I think they should be number two, but I think they will be at number three after winning the ACC and losing their one game to Syracuse.
Me?
You.
My turn. Yep. My turn. Number three, ladies and gentlemen, another team from the SEC. They will win the Iron Bowl. But that's about it. They will get upset by Georgia in the conference championship game, but Georgia would have too many losses. So I'm going with Auburn.
With three losses?
Yeah.
Georgia would have too many
oh, no,
losses.
Oh, no, Georgia. Auburn wins the SEC championship game. Never mind. That's how I have it.
Auburn. Okay. Yes.
I'm so confused.
It's Auburn.
By the way, Stoney, we are going in a circle here.
Yeah. All right. Gov, number three.
I already gave my three. Didn't I?
No.
Oh, no, I didn't. All right. No. I'm confused.
We're going
way
in a circle
go.
Here, Gov.
Yeah,
come
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Are winning out the Georgia Bulldogs.
Oh. Okay. Georgia. Very nice. Very nice. All right. Now we get to number two. And by number two, I'm essentially giving you what my number one is as well. I believe this team will win out and will enter as the Big 12 champion, the Oklahoma Sooners.
Sooner, Boomer, Sooner. Jamie, number two. Boomer, Sooner, I agree with you. They will win the Big 12 championship.
Okay. So now who's Stoney's number one? Interesting. All right. So Stoney has Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Gov.
All right. My number two is also Oklahoma. I believe they're going to win out, and that'll easily secure them the two spot.
Yep. Greg.
At my number two, here come the Tigers. Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers at number two.
All right, Clemson at number two. So, by process of elimination, we can go around and predict what each number is. Ones, zards, but we'll let everybody name them off. Stoney.
You know, I used to hate the guy because I didn't know there was something about him, but now I'm all aboard Dabo. The Clemson Tigers will win the national championship back-to-back, or at least be the number one seed.
Yeah, that's all we're doing here. Yes. This has nothing right. to do with the playoff. All right, Gov?
So, well, Stoney would have a rematch of the national title game the last 2 years in the first round of the playoff.
That's right.
On New Year's Day.
Yes.
I'm going with the lone undefeated team left at the end of the regular season, the Miami Hurricanes. They're for real. They're going to beat Clemson. I watched a lot of that Clemson-Syracuse game. This isn't this. Look, I've been disrespecting Clemson for the last couple of years. I got burned big time last year, but I'm going there again. The Canes finish undefeated. My four playoff teams all have just one loss. No two-loss teams make the field.
You know what's amazing in all that is that I, as you were listing off your team, I wrote down Clemson because I figured you were going to say Clemson. And then you said the only undefeated team left. And I was like, whoa. So I had to cross out Clemson. I wrote in Miami of
and that's why
flat.
I have Clemson falling completely out of the top six by losing that game.
The ACC
somewhat
championship
significantly.
Game. Okay. And Greg, I'm guessing you have?
The SEC champions, Jimmy Powers, Georgia Bulldogs.
Oh, so you have
TCU
beating
Oklahoma,
and Oklahoma with two losses falling out of the top six. So Ohio State loses to Oklahoma. They lose badly to Iowa, and they're in. Oklahoma loses at home to a pretty decent Iowa State team and then loses in their conference championship game, or are they losing another game as well?
I have the two things here, conference championship and love of herb.
Okay.
We'll get Ohio State in.
So you think Oklahoma will have two losses, one of them coming to TCU in the Big 12 championship game?
Yes.
Okay. My number one is number one. The guys have been number one all year long and will be number one. They're going to go undefeated through the regular season. I don't know what that means for the playoff, but roll tide. Oh, it's rolling, baby. It's
so you,
rolling.
You have a rematch of the SEC championship game in the opening round of the playoffs.
Alabama versus Georgia.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
See, I've like Auburn, you know, winning the Iron Bowl and then winning the SEC championship.
You know, Georgia twice. Me and Stoney have the same teams. We just have them mixed up a little bit. The only difference is Tom.
No, I have Auburn. You don't have Auburn.
Oh, you have Auburn, I have Georgia.
Right.
The Notre Dame one by Gov and the TCU one by Greg, to me, are the two flies in the ointment, the two little wrinkles that I guess I didn't see coming. But, hey, that's what probably happens. Total chaos is what always happens in this thing. You know, I got to say, looking at our four different brackets, if you will.
We have four different one seeds, too.
I have Alabama, Stoney has Clemson, Gov has Miami, and Greg has Georgia. I would be thrilled with any of the possibilities that laid out here, except for Ohio State.
Greg. Right.
Screw you.
I know.
Ohio State, get him out of here.
Hey, you think I want him to go in? Come on.
John Joseph Barrett the IV.
That was a Gus Johnson impression. Come on.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I must say you have the safest one, Jamie.
Yeah, you know, that's me.
I definitely, yep, safe and simple.
It's like vanilla ice cream. You always know what you can count on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.